All right. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalms. We want to present this message to our graduates, but it's intended for all of us and good guidelines that we can live by as we look in Psalms chapter 78. I'll begin with verse 70, a few minutes. And this gives us a little life story of David. He was a young man who God chose early in life. Not many people, and not even the family, thought David would be a choice, that God would take a young man like him who was out in the fields taking care of sheep. He had seven other brothers older than him that family thought was more capable and would be able to serve as a king. But David was different. God was looking at the what? At the heart. David had a heart for God. And we all need a heart for God, especially as we go through life seeking whatever God is leading us in. When we're born, He gives us the instincts and the abilities and the skills and the talents that we use even as a child all the way through our adult years. It's instilled into us to carry out what God has placed here and use it for His honor and glory. So I hope that each one of us will take note of this as the scriptures and what I share with you this morning, that it's important, you know, to follow our dreams and our goals, but let God direct that path with you. So looking at Psalms chapter 78, beginning with verse 70. He also chose David his servant and took him from the sheepfolds, from the care of the ewes with suckling lambs. He brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people. Jacob being Israel, the children of Israel. And Israel was his inheritance. And verse 72, and he shepherded them according to the integrity. Okay, that's a big word, and it's a word that needs to be practiced in our society today by all, according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them with his skilled hands. So God instilled his heart with integrity and gave him the skills to carry out the responsibilities that God wanted him to do. I was reading an article here recently about a lady who had turned 120 years old. I mean, she had the record, right? 120 years old. And her family threw her a big party. Well, I think I would too, wouldn't you? I mean, if you get to be 120 years old, you would expect something, wouldn't you? Family would want to do something good. And they even had a reporter there at her birthday party and so forth, her recognition. And the reporter wanted to get some information from her. Her name is Jeannie Coleman. And she said, Jeannie, being 120 years old, you have the record of anyone, you know, in these generations, other than the Bible, our generations today, to live to be 120 year old. She says, I have one question. What is your vision for the future? You know what she said? Very brief. Well, you know, for her, it probably looked pretty brief. She'd reached 120, who knows? I don't know if she's still living now or not, but you young people, you know, for your future, you know, you have a lot to look forward to, a lot to accomplish, and set your goals high and carry those out as God directs you. And we congratulate you on your achievements. And being honor students, that speaks well of you. I commend you for hanging in there and studying and studying hard, and you're involved in sports and all other activities and clubs. You know, it's tough, isn't it? And sometimes we wonder how we're going to do it, how am I going to get it done? But when you look back over the years that you started in first grade all the way through high school, you had it, you stuck to it. You set your goals and you planned ahead, and God allowed you and gave you the talents and gifts to carry out all your accomplishments. And so this morning, as we look at our scriptures at the life of David, first of all, remembering from where you came. Now, God took David from his sheep, from the fields, from the pens. And he had something special for David to become a king. David wasn't born a king, was he? You know, he didn't have, God instilled in him those abilities, the learned skills. But in his heart, the Bible says he had a heart of integrity. He wanted to do what was right. And he did what was right in the sight of God. Now, he did fall by the wayside throughout some of his life. But the Bible says that he had a heart for God. And so it's hard to get much lower than a sheep, right? Herding sheep or keeping sheep and so forth. They weren't much thought of in the biblical time. But God saw something special in David. So David's family didn't even consider him to be God's material to choose someone like David. So also remembering was an important thing of the people of Israel. Now, people of Israel was in exile many, many years, 400 years plus. And they've been praying and asking for God to send them a leader. And God sent David. So you look at the Passover was a time to remember where they had been. Passover was a time to remember what God had done. And I'm sure as David went back and reminisced about being a sheep, and then he was placed in the role as a king, looking back, okay, that's where I was. This is where I am today. But what makes a difference is that David had a heart of integrity, and God had instilled and placed that in his heart to be a leader. And he wasn't a leader because of what he had done or anything special about him, but it was God doing it through him, and he had a heart of integrity. So, also, remember where you came from physically. You were born. You don't know much about probably being a baby and so forth, but as you developed in your life, and as your parents took pains to teach and share with you and show you what's right and to get you on the right track and bring you to church, get you into school, and give you those things that will encourage and nurture your life, remember that. I remember being a child as well, and many of you can, and the impact and the influence that your own family and your friends had on your life. Remember your town. Your town is supportive of you. Many of you have been in sports, your activities, and other things that you've achieved. They've been there to support you, so don't forget your town. Those are your roots. And David, remember his roots, where he came from as well. Remember your position as a young person, what you achieved and so forth. And that helps you to build upon throughout your life to do something great and bigger where you are. Remember the people that helped you along and supported you and prayed for you. Remember your church, the people who will be praying for you continually. Now, those things are important. The Bible speaks from Genesis to Revelation about remembering those poor, important events and the people that were there for you, your family, your friends, your loved ones who have supported you and will lift you up and be praying. And Crystal mentioned that as well. You know, if you need anything, let us know, because we'll be praying for you and supporting you with our prayers. And when I say remember the people, remember the positive influences that's been in your life. Maybe your parents, your mom and dad, your aunt and uncle, your cousins, or a close relative. Remember that positive influence. That encouragement says, you can do it. I know you can. So that encouraged you. You know, it always encouraged me, knowing that you had somebody that was praying for you and had your back no matter what. So no matter what you accomplish in life, never believe that you are better than anyone else is and that you deserve more than they do. Never think that way. Remember where you came from spiritually. Many of you started out maybe here at this church. You were saved at a young age. You were baptized and so forth, and you went to Bible studies, to youth groups, and the retreats and so forth like that. Under Crystal's and Lynn's and Alan's teachings and so forth, and probably none of you when David was here, but you know, all of these have been teaching you valuable information from God's Word and practical things in your life that you can use throughout your life. So you will be building upon on that. Even when you leave home, you go into college, remember, you know, that you are to keep studying and reading the Word of God, even though you'll be studying the field that you'll be going into. Remember, don't forget to take your Bible with you and read and study from it, and keep your spiritual life also intact. It's very important. Don't get off track there. The world will lead you off in other directions, but if you stay in the Word of God, you will stay not only on track with your studies, but with God leading you as your main source. So remember that it was like before you knew Jesus as your Savior. If you cannot remember a time when you did not know Jesus, think of what your life could be like if you didn't know Him. It would be more complicated if you hadn't accepted Jesus earlier in your life. It can be much, much more complicated. Remember the high and low points of serving Jesus. And we all go through that period of time. You know, we have those high points in our lives that we're really on fire for the Lord. And then the low points is when maybe your expectations are not being met and things are not really going the way you would like them, maybe in your studies or whatever other relationships and things that you may be in, or whatever, everything that this world throws to you. There's highs and lows, but don't forget about that. That's how you grow spiritually, through the hard times and when you're down in the valleys and so forth. But remember, keep your head high with integrity, and the Lord will lead and direct you. Remember the past, but do not live in the past. The past is important, but don't live in the past. Live towards the future. Spiritually, you cannot live off the way God worked yesterday. You know, He does great things in our life day by day. So live on God's way daily with Him. Seek God every day in your life. And then, where you have come from, physically and spiritually, will be a tool in God's hand to prepare you for the future, both physically and spiritual. Next, build your life on your character. And we all have a character of some sort. You know, the first statement about David's performance as king was about his integrity in the scriptures here. not his ability, but his integrity. Not his military accomplishments, not his victory over Goliath, but it stated it, he had integrity from the heart. Several years ago, I was asked by the region to do a conference or a workshop on integrity of the ministry for pastors. And they called me and asked me if I would do that. And I said, how much time do I have for preparation? And I had several weeks. So I had some books, and I went out and bought other books on integrity of ministry by different people that I have read and studied over the years. And Tony Evans was one of those, and he has written several books on integrity. And I read and studied his books and with others and put a plan together and so forth. And one of these statements I remember that Tony made on integrity is this. Living a life of integrity includes all areas of your life. Your public integrity is what other people see in the workplace or in your home and church. In your private integrity exists between you and God. Okay? That involves those things you allow yourself to do when no one else will find out. That private integrity is very important. Your public is one thing, but private should be the same. They should match up, because especially if God is directing your heart. And then keeping your integrity level high is God's standard for you as a follower of Christ. And then blessing will come as a result of your personal integrity, just like David experienced protection from the lions when thrown into the lion's den, which cultivated his integrity. So whatever you go through in life, don't look at it as a bad thing or a hardship or a negative thing. That's what your life can be built upon. It will make you stronger. Even Paul himself said, when I am weak, I am strong in the Lord. And he was talking about the thorn in his flesh and the things that he had to contend with or deal with maybe the Corinthian churches and other things that he dealt with in life, but it made him stronger. See, national debate over whether character matters or not will say, does your private life affect your public life? Well, certainly it will. Now, in Matthew 12:34, in speaking about integrity and our character, Matthew 12:34 says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, if you have integrity, if you have everything that is good and true and pure within your heart, that speaks loudly for you. It's a good influence for you. It's a good testimony for you. And don't let anyone put your youth down, your youthfulness, because you're a young adult and you're striving to do what is good and better for you as you grow and mature in life, both physically and spiritual in your life. And then Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart above all else. We really need to do that. I'm speaking to all of us today. We have to guard our heart. Even Paul tells Timothy that. You know, I'll read that scripture in a few minutes. But guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. This is scripture. This is not something I'm making up. But this is scripture. You see it right there, because God knows, you know, the hard times and the struggles we go through in life, physically, spiritually, emotionally. But if we'll guard our heart and put everything good in life in it, something good will come out. And the Bible says you will be blessed as well. And then 2 Timothy 1:14 says, through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. See, we're not alone. You know, if you're out there, you're studying, you're living on campus or living out on your own, away from church, family, and supports, but you're not alone. Because this says right here, through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us, carefully guard the precious truth that has been entrusted in you. So you have been taught truth over the years by your family, by your church, by your close friends, those godly influences within your life. Keep that sacred. That is something good that God has placed there for you to grow with and understand that He's with you and you have other people with you as well supporting you. And then Proverbs chapter 4:20 says, keep watch over your heart. That's where life starts. So the Bible talks a lot about the heart, doesn't it? It's all about the heart. What condition is your heart in? So if you have a heart of truth, integrity, God is going to bless you tremendously throughout life. And really, that is the message. That is the message. Keep your heart, watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Then, you know, have character, but don't be a character, right? You can have a character, but old Goofy up there, you know, with the bow in his hair. What does it say? Have you been putting a lot of thought into it? Boy, he said, I have. And I just don't think that I'm up to be, you know, working on this grown-up stuff, how it's going to work. But it will. You'll grow into it. You'll enjoy your adult life, especially when you put God first in your life. See, character is built intentionally in your life, one block at a time. By consistently making right choices over and over again until they become a part of your nature. We all have a nature. And when we put the good things of life in our life, the good things will naturally come forth and by nature of God. And then perfect your skills continually. See, David led people with skillful hands. That's what the Bible said. He learned, those things were learned. He wasn't just born with them, but as he developed his life spiritually and depended upon God to lead him and direct him because he had a heart for God, God led him with skillful hands. And this skill had to be learned. He knew how to lead sheep. He knew how to protect sheep. He did not instantly know how to lead people or how to protect them. And God showed him how to do that. And in Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 23, says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as working it or doing it for the Lord. That's very important. Whatever we do in life, do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. In verse 24, I skipped it. It was there. Knowing that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as reward. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who you are serving. See, we're serving Him in our life. Each day we serve Him in some capacity. And we want to do it in a positive way, in a way that it will influence others who see you and know that you're a Christian. That you're not just a young person or an older person or an aged person. But as you go along life, people see that you have been with the Lord, that you're a Christian, and that you're living up to your full potential as a Christian. So do your best and let God direct the rest of your life. Winston Churchill said, sometimes it's not enough to do your best. Sometimes you've got to do what's required. And when you get in school and start those studies, you'll understand that, won't you? Sometimes you think, oh, I'm tired. It's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. So they'll understand that, you know, I was up late. Yeah. So I've done my best. Well, sometimes that's not enough. You've got to do what's required. And it is tough, but you can make it. You can do it. You can get through everything that comes your way. Just put planning involved. Do it. Don't set aside and procrastinate. I had a young man that I went to seminary with, and I had an interview. I had to interview several church leaders and so forth, and I chose this young man because I knew him well, and I went to his church. I interviewed him. I said, and I went through a series of questions I was asking him. I said, "What is your weakness, Randy?" And he said, my weakness is procrastination. I said, "What have you done to correct it?" He said, "I bought 3 books on procrastination." I said, "Well, has that helped you?" He said, "I don't know. I haven't read them yet." So don't procrastinate. Get right on. Stay right on top of your studies. And stay right on top of your spiritual life as well. Reading the Word of God. Don't put it on the back burner, but let it be one of your main textbooks as well throughout your life, and you will be rewarded for it. In 1 Samuel 16, it says, "So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him with the presence of his brothers, and from that day the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power." So when we commit ourselves to the Lord, you do that, and we all have done that when we accepted Him as our personal Savior. So God has a special place in each one of our lives. And when we read all the way through the Scripture where God anoints and blesses people who stay with Him and is committed to Him, He will bless you tremendously. And as we close, you know, what I've shared with you is not some kind of a magic formula for life. And it will not make everything go, you know, your way. And it will keep you from experiencing some heartaches and disappointments and hardships in life. But, however, it will help you be grounded and in tune with the source of all good things in life. And that one good thing in your life, if you will commit to it in life, is God. Keep Him the center of your life. You'll be challenged. I promise you. You'll be challenged, but don't give up. Yeah, God will help you. Call upon you. Call upon your family. Call upon your friends. You can call me at 3 o'clock in the morning if you need someone to talk to. I'll talk to you the rest of the morning. But we're here for you, young people. We love you, and we care for you, and we support you. And we just want you to go from this place, from after you graduate, and do good. And we'll be praying for you and supporting you because we love you. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank You for this day. Thank You for Your blessings. And thank You for everything we've witnessed and been a part of this day. Lord, we lift up our graduates, those from college that will keep pursuing their career, and those entering college, Lord, and pursuing furthering their education. Give them wisdom and understanding, Lord, and give them the abilities and skills and the integrity to do what You intend for them to do and accomplish in life itself. And Lord, thank You for families and this church and all their friends, this town, their community. It's been a big part of helping them to get where they are right now. And Lord, You will carry them all the way through life, but You got to be the center of every one of our lives. We got to look to You and trust You with our life. We praise You and we thank You in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to stand and we're going to sing, "Wherever He Leads, I'll Go." Let us stand as we sing.